Exclusive graphic, 5 migrants drowned in Texas border river in 3 days. By Bob Price and Randy Clark on August 20, 2022. Eagle Pass, Texas, Del Rio Sector Border Patrol agents recovered the bodies of at least 5 migrants who drowned in a 3-day period while crossing the Rio Grande into Texas. This adds to the problem where a local funeral home had to stop taking the bodies of dead migrants due to overcrowding. Del Rio Sector Chief Patrol Agent Jason Dioens tweeted a report revealing the recovery of 3 bodies in the Rio Grande near Eagle Pass on Thursday. Breitbart, Texas, learned from a Border Patrol official not authorized to speak on the matter about 2 more bodies recovered on Friday and Saturday. Since October 1, more than 200 deceased migrants have been encountered in the Del Rio Sector alone. Yesterday, agents recovered the bodies of 3 more migrants from the Rio Grande River. This is a stark reminder of how dangerous illegally crossing really is. Do not risk your life. pic.twitter.com/2LKO0EWB. Chief Patrol Agent Jason Dioens, at U.S. Beep Chief Drit, August 19, 2022. This is a stark reminder of how dangerous illegally crossing really is, Owens stated. Do not risk your life. Breitbart obtained photos of some of the deceased migrants after they were pulled from the river by Border Patrol agents. The photos are being used in this article to illustrate the cruelty of the Biden administration's changes in border security and immigration policies, which led to the onslaught of record-setting border crossing. The recovery of these bodies followed an announcement by Memorial Funeral Home in Eagle Pass that they could no longer accept the recovered migrants' bodies because of overcrowding, Breitbart, Texas, reported. On Thursday morning, the funeral home carried out a mass burial of at least 10 deceased migrants. The bodies were reportedly unidentified at the time. Due to the funeral home's change in policy, it is not clear where officials are taking the newly recovered drowning victims. One county official told Breitbart their options are very limited. The remaining funeral home in the area lacks adequate facilities to handle the flow of deceased migrants, the county official said, under the condition of anonymity. The county is exploring options to procure a refrigerated truck or find an out-of-town funeral home capable of handling the high volume of decedents. Today's burial of 10 migrants did not do much to change the overall situation, the county official stated. The official blamed the situation on the recent spike in the number of migrant deaths in the Rio Grande and on ranches where migrants are being smuggled. During the spike in migrant crossings where Del Rio Sector agents apprehended 50,000 migrants in July alone, migrant deaths have also spiked. Border Patrol officials say that during some periods, the death rate hits at least 1 per day. In March, Breitbart reported the drowning deaths of 10 migrants during a 2-week period. This report did not include the deaths of migrants from exposure to heat on Texas ranches. 6 more migrant bodies were recovered over Mother's Day weekend and over the Memorial Day weekend. Del Rio Sector agents recovered the deaths of 10 more migrants. 8 of these deaths occurred as drownings in the Rio Grande. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.